Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Block Talk Radio. You can find us at blocktalkradio.com/course mastery, or you can do a search for The Best Hour. And of course, you can find all of these lessons and our comments on our website, truththought.org. Our spiritual community is True Thought Spiritual Community. You can find us at truththought.org. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 60, and my wife, Reverend A, has joined me this morning here for this lesson.
Good morning.
Good morning. So nice to have you with me.
Love being here.
So before we begin, let's take a good deep breath and join together for a moment of silence. We're going to be reviewing Lesson 46 to 50 today. This is our last day of review. These are the ideas for today's review. Number 46.
God is the love in which I forgive. God does not forgive because God has never condemned. The blameless cannot blame, and those who have accepted their innocence see nothing to forgive. Yet forgiveness is the means by which I will recognize my innocence. It is the reflection of God's love on earth. It will bring me near enough to heaven that the love of God can reach down to me and raise me to my home.
Number 47, God is the strength in which I trust. It is not my own strength through which I forgive. It is through the strength of God in me, which I am remembering as I forgive. As I begin to see, I recognize his reflection on earth. I forgive all things because I feel the stirring of his strength in me. And I begin to remember the love I chose to forget, but which has not forgotten me.
Number 48, there is nothing to fear. How safe the world will look to me when I can see it. It will not look anything like what I imagine I see now. Everyone and everything I see will lean toward me to bless me. I will recognize in everyone my dearest friend. What could there be to fear in a world which I have forgiven and which has forgiven me?
Number 49, God's voice speaks to me all through the day. There's not a moment in which God's voice ceases to call on my forgiveness to save me. There's not a moment in which his voice fails to direct my thoughts, guide my actions, and lead my feet. I'm walking steadily on toward truth. There is nowhere else I can go because God's voice is the only voice and the only guide that has been given to his child.
And number 50, I am sustained by the love of God. As I listen to God's voice, I am sustained by his love. As I open my eyes, God's love lights up the world for me to see. As I forgive, God's love reminds me that his son is sinless. And as I look upon the world with the vision God has given me, I remember that I am his son.
And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. And let's take another good break, good deep breath now. We spent the whole month of February in discussion about forgiveness. And I know there's another episode in our ministry site on our YouTube channel, ttsc.tv, where you can find out more about our conversation about forgiveness. But these five lessons in review really are focused on forgiveness. And ultimately, we begin to see that it's us forgiving ourselves at the end of the day or the end of the journey as we approach the end of the journey of form. And we begin to remember our true divinity return to us because of that remembrance, then we begin to really trust in the strength of love. We really begin to know that there really is nothing to fear or false evidence appearing real. And forgiveness of the world is really the only illusion, because forgiveness isn't necessary in the mind of God, because all is perfect. But for us, forgiveness is an act of love. It's an act of fearlessness. It's an act of love, and it's an act of grace. So I just want to leave that you know, for our audience to go back and just watch some of our inspirational messages and our Inside the Message conversations, because the whole month was dedicated to this topic. And I just love this is the primary key to happiness. And I think it's something that's very, very important. And of course, we're talking about true forgiveness, not a made up idea that the illusory mind would have us believe forgiveness is. This is the forgiveness of truth, which is that there's never been anything that isn't perfect and perfectly innocent. So there's absolutely nothing to judge, condemn, or forgive except ourselves.
And in so doing, that becomes our return to our very own innocence and a return to our very own self-love, capital S self-love. And this is truly the only need that we have in this experience. And so one of the favorite things about this particular teaching is that it is all about forgiveness. And that is my only function. It is the source of my happiness, and it offers everything I want. Peace, happiness, contentment, purpose, awakening. It is truly everything. And the beauty of this true forgiveness practice is that I don't do it alone, that it is God's love in which I forgive. And it is through practicing the holy instant in which we place our desire for truth at the very beginning as our goal, not as we would select it to be, but as the connected divine mind in and as us would direct. And then the faithfulness that follows just carries us forward in any situation that helps us to reverse the erroneous thought system that we've been so mired in throughout our conditioning here. And so I agree, you know, check out those talks where we do a deep dive into forgiveness, and let this be the practice today to be contemplating it. And I just wanted to say, too, that we begin and end every conversation, every lesson that we do here with that moment of silence. And that's what that's intended to do during that moment of silence. It's for each of us to take a breath and to connect with our higher self, with Holy Spirit, divine mind, and to ask, you know, what is the truth, and to guide us in that truth, and to let that be our commitment. And by pausing each time before and after and throughout our day, we build that muscle of that connection that brings us home to self.
Well said. Yeah, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us today. And this is the last review lesson in the review one. And tomorrow we'll be taking on lesson 61 and continuing on with our journey into a discovery of who we are. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send